Let's go back to the helicopter story, the big domestic story we're covering this morning. Of course, a dramatic rescue last night. The chief executive and chief pilot of the helicopter company involved in the crash on Auckland Island says finding the three men alive is one of the highlights of his career. Now, three men were on this Southern Lakes helicopter when it went down in the sub-Antarctic Ocean on Monday night. They managed to get to shore, were found on a beach on Auckland Island yesterday morning. Now, I spoke earlier this morning to Sir Richard Hayes, the company's chief executive and chief pilot. I spoke to him about the rescue mission.
There was quite a mission yesterday. It was when one of your guys in your own company, and it's close to home, it turns into quite a mission, all right. The flight south yesterday was virtually flown in silence with all the crew on board, expecting the worst. And we ended up with the best result that you could ever imagine when we flew the profile into Enderby Bay at the start of Port Ross and saw three orange-clad figures on the beach. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
Describe for me that moment when you actually saw these men and knew they were alive.
Well, it's one of probably the rare times in anyone's life that they absolutely can't believe what they're looking at, especially when you're going with a mindset on a different result. 15 hours of no contact with my crew from the last track plus return from the tracking unit on board the aircraft when they were in the turn coming into Sandy Bay at Enderby Island. 15 hours later, you have come to the resolve that it's the worst-case scenario, and just to see those two figures for a start, and I thought, well, this is great. I can see two. And then the third stood up. Unbelievable. They were in the water for some time, and, you know, it was dark by then, and they made their way up into the bush where they huddled together for the night to keep a bit of warmth in, still in their wet immersion suits. And, you know, the conditions down there aren't great. A cold front come through, it was squally cold. So, yeah, they did well to survive through the night. But the amazing thing is to survive a helicopter ending up in the water and to be able to extract themselves and get ashore.
Well, you've seen a lot of this kind of thing over the years and done many rescue missions. Put it in context for us. I mean, how unlikely was this result given what you thought you knew when you took off?
You know, we'd analysed it through the night and thought, well, you know, what scenario are we going into here? And it was the worst case scenario. It's rare that you do end up with an aircraft into the sea and survivors out of it just because of you know, the speed that, you know, that the aircraft is impacting the water with. But the worst case scenario, I believe that we were going into. And we're all astounded that the outcome was as good as what it was. It just couldn't be better. It was the best outcome. Yeah, we'd won lotto on that one, no doubt about it.
And personally, I mean, how well do you know these guys? What is the relationship?
Oh, these are my crew that I've worked with for years, from John Lambert, the paramedic. He's been on hundreds of missions with us. Lester's been a winch operator here from virtually since we started back in the mid-80s, and Andrew Hefford's been with us for years, runs the Antarctic operation as well. But all personally known for a long time, and this is why it made it so hard, thinking that we were going to the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, and I guess you're carrying the thoughts of their families in your head too when you're going into that situation. It must have been pretty emotional, was it, when you actually hooked up with these guys and actually picked them up?
It's probably one of the highlights of my career to see them and climb out of the machine and go up to these guys. And there was a fair flood of emotions amongst everyone. I had one of my other pilots with me, Snow Mullaly, and, you know, they're all personal friends and of ours. And the flow of emotions on that rocky beach was just something to be seen and experienced. You know, it was unbelievable. Just fantastic.
It is fantastic, isn't it? It's a great story, and it's a great ending to that story. That was Sir Richard Hayes. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning. He's a legend, really, isn't he? His official title is something like, what is he, Southern Lakes Helicopter Chief Executive or Chopper Pilot Legend.